you would go and open your Bibles to Proverbs. Proverbs is a great book of the Bible. You can look, and there's 31 chapters. You can read a Proverbs a day, and you can meditate upon it and read things that really are useful for living each day. We're going to go to the passage in Proverbs 3 that you've heard many a times before. But before I talk about that, I want to talk about one aspect my wife, Cheryl, and I were reflecting upon the other day. Was about 7 years ago, you remember Y2K. I don't know how many of you remember Y2K. Everybody was worried about the computers were going to cause planes to crash. They were going to cause the power to go off. They were going to cause all kinds of problems because computers were not set to take a double-digit number or a four-digit number. And so everybody was anxious about the year 1999 going into the year 2000. So we had a friend who really made a lot of provisions to think about this, and she thought long and hard. So she stored up rice, and she put it up in her attic. She had a big old, she had all kind of food that she stored up there thinking that we were going to go in some type of difficulties. And now we look back upon that and reflect and laugh about that, think about how long her family had to eat from those provisions that she had stored up. And her anxiousness about wringing of her hands and being worried about those things. And we hear today, Bethany made a reflection and said, you know, she thought cancer was rare, but cancer is, probably about every family's been affected by cancer or some things. And there's a lot of things, while we don't, the loom on the horizon, Y2K, but there's other things that keep people anxious and worried about. And so I look about that, and we look as a new year, the optimism that comes with a new year, everybody's excited in many ways. A lot of people are thinking, you know, 2007, the school year's about over, there's a lot of things to be hopeful for. But as we look in God's Word, I want to refocus that no matter what time we're living in, whether it's the Y2K crisis that came and went, God is faithful, He's trustworthy, and He's with us. And so I want us to look, and we're going to read a few verses, and then we're going to focus in upon them, particularly two or three. So Proverbs chapter 3, "My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thy own understandings. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil." The passage I'm going to focus in on and want to look at more is verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We think about that. We hear that oftentimes, trust in God. It's even on our money. Trust in God we trust. But let's think about that a little bit more. Trust in the Lord. Put your confidence, put your faith in God. Well, what does it mean to trust? It said put confidence and faith. So it's a little motto we hear, trust God, all will be well, just trust God. Little sayings we use, we just think of, we said it, you know, you just got to trust God. When times are difficult, is it easy to say? That's an easy saying, but it's much harder to apply. Trust is an absolute confidence. We talk about putting money in a trust to secure it. It's secured, and it's there for the person's ultimate good. And you think, I don't really trust. There's a lot of people I don't trust. And that's good. But there's times you trust a lot more people than you realize. Trust doctors. We trust other people to take care of us when we can't take care of ourselves. But we're talking about trusting in God, putting our confidence and our faith in God. See, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith and trust work together here. Saying, put all of your trust and faith in God. Now, I don't want to jump ahead of it because I want to veil that a little bit more, but trust. I want you to get this idea of trust. He's telling us to say, trust in the Lord. Well, trust in the Lord, the character of who that is, that's the God of Israel, of His chosen people. His people, God's relationship, here we look at that word Lord, is Jehovah, and that was the personal name of God. It was uniquely to them. It wasn't like the pagan gods all around them, the nations who went to and fro and worried about that dwelt among them. They had their gods too, but saying trust in the Lord, the one true and living God, the Creator God, is trusting in Him. And so putting our confidence and our faith in God, with all thine heart. That over and over again, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We see other passages. What passages ring to your mind when you hear that phrase, all thine heart?
Love the Lord.
Love the Lord God with all thine heart. Teach Him diligently with all thine heart. You look in Deuteronomy 6, and there's other passages. We do it with all your being. And I think I preached on it a few weeks ago about giving yourself wholly to it. The same way you're to trust wholly and give yourself wholly to and trust completely in the Lord. With all your heart. Makes you want to know, as you read the Scriptures and you look and see what type of God that we trust, we see that He is a strong God. He's not a weak God. He knows our every thoughts. And His ways are wiser than our ways. His foolishness is smarter than our, is wiser than our wisest men. With all, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. There's like two sides to the coin. We're to trust in God, but we're not to lean on our own understanding. What are we tempted to do? What am I tempted to do? I'm tempted to lean on my own understanding. I'm to depend upon my background, my education, my experiences, and all that, and say, hey, I've gone this far, and I've made many wise decisions, and I've done gritty many things. So don't do that. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Well, sometimes our understanding is pretty clever. I'm not that sharp, but I came up with some things that I thought was clever. Let's turn over to see what Proverbs, the book of Proverbs repeatedly goes through this theme. So there's about every chapter you can go through in the book of Proverbs, you'll find this theme repeating, as well as the rest of the Scriptures. But let's turn over to Proverbs 14:12. Just a few pages over. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but in the end thereof are the ways of death. My own understanding is going to be fallen. It's going to want to lead me down a path of death and destruction if I lean upon it. If I don't trust in the Lord and think that I have a better way and I'm going to do it my way, it will all the time end in death and destruction. There's a way that seems right unto the man, right unto men, but in the end leads to destruction. We are not to go that way. We are to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to trust wholly in Him. Realizing that it is for our good. You remember I mentioned about a trust? We put a trust account, we put money in an account for someone to help that person, to benefit them later on. See, God is the one who keeps His trust. He's the one we put our trust and confidence in Him that He will do it. He will keep it. And it's Him who will secure it. And it will be for our good and for His glory. And so it's something that we are to trust in God with. It's something we are to do. We're to put our confidence in Him and not man. And these are sound good sayings and all that. We're going to dig in a little bit deeper, though, to see how it works, how it actually works out. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. What does it mean there? In all our ways we're to acknowledge Him. What are some ways when the Scriptures say, in all thy ways acknowledge Him? How do we do that? How do we acknowledge God in all of our ways? What does it mean when we hear this? In all our ways. Because it's like a promise. In all of our ways, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Okay? Saying the Lord willing, we will do this. We're acknowledging that He's sovereign, that He gives us life to breathe each day, and for every moment that we live, it's by His sovereign hand upon us. It gives us breath to breathe and to live, and if it's His will, we will go here and we'll go there. It's not taking anything for granted. It's saying, acknowledging His power. What are some other ways? It's good.
Prayer.
Acknowledging. Pray always. Seeking His guidance and having that constant communion. Pray without ceasing. It's meaning our life that never really gets through saying amen until we breathe our last breath. We're in a constant state of prayer, that we're talking to the Lord. Acknowledging His presence with us. Not God is my co-pilot. It's God is my pilot. It's that He's with me, that I'm there with Him, that I'm in constant communication with Him. And so, it's acknowledging Him. What are some other ways that we can look at this passage and say, acknowledge Him? Acknowledging Him. What does it mean to acknowledge Him?
Look to His Word.
Okay. Understand what His Word says about every aspect of our life, about every topic that we can think about, imaginable or unimaginable. It's very relevant. Scripture is very relevant. It's not a dead, dry book. It speaks to our situation. It gives you principles to make decisions upon what do we need to do, what things we don't need to do. Do I need to get body piercing? Do I need to get tattoos? Listen, all the principles are here in Scripture. You might not be able to find one that says, thou shalt not commit abortion and do things, but you find the principles in His words, thou shalt not murder. Also about how we're to care for our bodies and about modesty, and all those things are derived from Scripture. And so acknowledging, it has some aspect of the word knowledge in there. Acknowledge is to know what God's Word says about a particular area, about a particular subject, and about what God's Word says about all these things. Derive it from Scripture. Acknowledging Him. That's one aspect, but I want to talk about another aspect I think that plays into this acknowledgement is to give credit where credit is due. What happens if you copy a whole article or a whole paper and submit it in for a grade? Turn it in as your work. What is that called?
Cheating.
There's a fancy word for it, too, is plagiarism. This past year, we had a lot of times, you saw in the media, we saw newspapers that were plagued with journalists who plagiarized work and submitted it and claimed it to be their own. And we think that is awful. It's cheating. Someone said cheating. That's a good word for it. It's just cheating. And it's bad. It's wrong. We shouldn't do that. But guess what I think that sometimes we do as Christians? Sometimes we live plagiarized lives. We tend to take credit for things in our lives that have gone well. When God's blessings has been upon us, we think, hey, look at me. I have done something good. I have made wise decisions and look and see how it's really benefited me. I think a little bit of this passage, and I hope I'm not reading into the text. I hope I'm staying truthful to it. But this is what's on my heart, is this aspect, well, we need to give credit to God that He has blessed us. And we need to acknowledge that it's His blessings upon us, that no, we are not worthy. And it's by His grace we are saved. It's by His grace that we live each day today. It's by our grace that we have friends and family who love us and placed us in a country where we have the freedom. No, it's not us. It's about Him. And acknowledge Him. And acknowledge Him and say, yes, God has blessed me with a family. God has blessed me in a job that sometimes I don't like, but God has blessed me. I'm speaking on behalf of everybody. There's times when your job is difficult, but thank God for that job. And acknowledge Him and say, God, I prayed for this job for many years, or I prayed for it for a long time, and You blessed me with it. And I acknowledge that You have allowed me to work. You've allowed me to do things. And acknowledge, God, that Your church that stays true to the Word of God, that you can hear the Word being preached, and you have a pastor who loves you. Acknowledge all those are a blessing from the hand of God. We weren't smart enough to think it up. We weren't smart enough in our own wisdom contrived to think about having a group of people that comes together and we love one another and we encourage one another and we're there for one another when we hurt. It's not some civic club. It's the church of the living God. And it's His will, and it's His way. And He gets the glory for it. And so acknowledge God in all of our ways. And what will happen? In all thy ways, and all, He shall direct thy paths. There's many times, don't know which way to go. No knowledge of which way. There's many good options, and we want someone to make that decision for us. Brother Billy's been, people tell him, or any pastor, say, just make this decision for us. And there's that temptation for the pastor to say, yeah, do this. And there's some things that's, yeah, right or wrong. But there's some things that God's going to have to work in your heart. He's going to have to put it in there, that conviction. And it's going to be that you have to seek Him, and He's going to have to direct your path. Well, what else can He give us to do it? What it says, what is a lamp unto our feet and a light? What is that?
Thy Word.
Thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And so it's so beautiful that God's Word directs us as we read and meditate upon Scripture, as we also hear God's Word being preached and we get the principles, and there's great joy knowing that we have a vision for this next year, 2007. We have great vision. And I don't know, the Lord may be doing multitude of things throughout this congregation in your life, challenging you to study His Word more, to be more systematic in reading His Word. There's a lot of things. I'm not big on making New Year's resolutions. Many people make New Year's resolutions tomorrow morning about dieting, and by tomorrow evening they would already have failed. So I know the folly in that. But the Lord can direct you down a path to have you walk through this next year through His Word, reading it, meditating upon it.
and knowing that it would be a light to your lamp to your feet and a light into your path. And all your way says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I want us to turn over to see an aspect of a bad example of one. Turn over to Hosea chapter 10. Sometimes it's good to see, and we could have gone many places in Scripture, but this is one that we can see an example of a whole nation who trusted in their own ways, who did not acknowledge God, who they were God's people, they were Israel, and they were getting very prideful about that aspect, but they didn't acknowledge God. Turn to Hosea chapter 10. And I urge you, if you hadn't read this passage, if you hadn't read this whole book in a long time, to go and read it sometime. Sit and read it in one sitting to understand what's going on there. Hosea chapter 10, starting in verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies. Now, it sounds very harsh. Because thou didst trust in thy way and in the multitude of the mighty men. See, they were trusting in man's ways or their own opinions. They were not trusting in God. It will lead to death and destruction. Turn back over to Proverbs. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Just as Israel did that day, that is very much a temptation of all of us. Having a multitude of people out there to listen to on the radio, multitude of people to read after, multitude of voices telling us what is the right way to go. We can get wise in our own eyes. We can be like Israel and trust in those things instead of trusting in the Lord. We can be very wise in our own eyes. So that temptation is there, and how do we avoid that? But to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. So another passage, Isaiah says, he that trusted in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely, that whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. We need to have faith and confidence in God and to live out that faith and confidence in our daily walk with the Lord, as well as for the world to see us, but for God to see us, to direct us. Well, what are some of the ways He may direct our paths? And there's many ways to go, but let's look over, turn over to John 14. Passage that came to my mind when I was reading this about, in all your ways, and He shall direct thy paths. We look at, well, how many ways do we need? There's many ways in the Scriptures and all that, and we've heard preaching on John chapter 14, where Jesus is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. So we see that the one who leads us, and we acknowledge Him, He leads us right back to God. He leads us, you'll see it's, Romans says it's from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. So it all comes back to your life living, trusting in obedience to God. He will direct your paths. Those paths will lead you back to Him. But it will also lead others to see that God is real. That your life will be fleshed out. It will reflect the glory of God. And our world needs it. Our community needs it. Our homes need it. We need it for God's glory and for our own good. We look back and we hear We see the aspect of being wise in our own eyes, how far it's gotten us. We look back throughout world history or history just here in America, how far we have got off base to trusting in our own ways. And in our churches, in our families, in God's Word says we're to trust in Him with all of our heart and lean not upon our own understanding. As this next year comes up, as we read the Scriptures, as we study, as we make plans to celebrate the new year and go forward, looking back, thanking God, acknowledging Him in all of our ways, acknowledge Him daily. Acknowledge Him in the aspect of you need Him each moment, that you need Him and you need Him to direct you in how to live and how to be who He'll have you to be for His glory and for our good. I say that often because a lot of times we hear that everything is for our good and for God's good, but it's for our good, but it's for His glory. He is to get all the credit. He is to get all the honor and the attribute or the credit for everything good in our lives. And so that's my challenge. That's my message that the Lord had laid upon me, is to simply tell you to trust God with all of your heart.